nice of you to show up.
We say welcome to our Suffolk County executive, Steve Malone, 102.3 WBAB.
Who did not show up with egg sandwiches.
Roger and JP, 705. Clearly did not. I was making excuses for you saying he must be in line, and the line is slow and long at the deli. That must be what it is.
Listen, I know JP lost a lot of weight. He got off the egg sandwiches. I would not do that to him.
Oh, really?
I'm too good of a friend.
Yeah. So that's why you came in empty-handed again?
That's so then exactly right, because I'm a good friend.
Where were you?
So one of your assistants will be walking in with yogurt and fruit cups? Is that what you're saying?
No. Exactly. Why were you late? What did you have to do?
I was
more
shaking hands at the Lindenhurst train station this morning.
Oh. That doesn't make you want to kill yourself.
No, I love it.
No, you don't. Nobody loves
it. I love
that.
Getting up at 5 in the morning. Going out. And the people love it, too.
Yeah. Why isn't the elevator working?
As we block their way up the stairs as they're trying to get to work.
Right.
You know, I half say, can I have your vote? And half apologize. I'm so sorry. We won't be here tomorrow.
Right.
So you're shaking hands with people, though, who are taking a train to the city, and you got to hope when they come back that they're getting off the train and going right to vote.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning when they're coming there, it's a pretty good bet. But a few people, you know, 6:30 in the morning. Oh, I already voted.
Wow.
They don't tell you who they voted for. But they said I already voted.
Do you get nervous?
I'm pretty used to this by now.
Right.
You know, it's been
can't control it, so it is what it is.
It is what it is. You do everything you can right up to election day, and then it's, you know, it's in other people's hands. It's a strange business. You know, you do all this work for a long period of time. You work in your job, and then there's just this one day where a lot of people, some you know, but a lot of strangers get to decide your fate.
Right,
and they pay attention that day, but. Hopefully they pay attention through the long term so they can be fair. Either way.
Yeah. And generally people have been great. You know, a lot of people expect that, you know, people come up to you and they talk to you about all the negative stuff. And people talk to you about their concerns. But, you know, a lot of people just come up and say, hey, appreciate the job you're doing. Thank you very much. You know, and it's nice. People are generally
good. Cool, I thought, was, and judging by the mailer that you brought in and the same one I received, apparently you're backed by ISIS. So you got that. You got their political power.
Yeah, apparently
you.
I'm a lookalike for President Obama.
Right.
You know, because that happens all the time.
I can see it.
And, yeah, they have me as the president. And they have, like, Tim Sweeney, who's running with me. And then there's the ISIS flag.
Yeah.
So, I didn't see them put out a press release.
Trucks full of ISIS guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You're the one that helped them get all those Toyota trucks? Did you help them do that?
I was not involved in that, so I really don't know why they're on this piece of lip. But, you know, this is what comes out, like, the last 2 days. I was out trick-or-treating with my kids on Saturday. Like, I, you know, took a break from campaigning, you know,
got the kids. Were you trick-or-treating? Like, the kids get the candy, they walk away, and you turn around to the people at the door. You're going to vote for me, right?
Oh, no. No, I'm trick-or-treating. I swear, my 3-year-old Michael, he's losing me votes. He's up there with the candy. If he doesn't like the candy, he's putting it back in the bowl.
Yeah.
I'm like, Michael, take the candy.
Right.
You could trade it with your sisters later.
Don't
he's like,
make
no.
Them think you don't
he's
like
so
it.
Stubborn. He's like, no, I don't like it.
These are
so looking
votes.
At him like, you don't want the candy? No, I don't like this. Like, oh, my God. You're killing me. So I'm out trick-or-treating with them. My mother calls. Oh, my God. Did you see what they put out in the mailbox today?
Oh, no. Oh,
I want to call somebody. I said, Mom, we go
days.
Through this every election.
Right.
This is what happens the last 3 days before the election.
Right.
You know?
She should be used to it by now.
Yeah. That's this is the stuff that comes in the mailbox.
Oh,
that,
God.
You know, the ISIS endorsement pieces. This is the stuff that comes in the last 2 days.
I mean, I heard you're bad. I didn't hear you that bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. So today is all just you're awake the whole day till polls close tonight, going around just working hard, shaking hands, vote for vote, single votes.
Yeah.
That's what you're working on today is like just one vote at a time?
One vote at a time. Honestly, the most stressful part of the day at this point is voting itself because, you know, it's a whole I've scheduled like an hour of time just to prep the kids as we go in because, you know, now it's, you know, when I used to run in for supervisor, go in, vote, it's great. I would take the kids in. But now there's TV cameras because it's county executive.
And
so
older.
Now try explaining to a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old, okay, we're going to be on TV.
If I were you.
So can we try to act normal?
Don't pick your nose.
I'm going to go the opposite. If I'm you, I'm going to that son, Michael, yours. I know you're 3. Pick your nose and eat it. People love that. People love that. People it's very endearing.
It's Americana.
You assume he'll do what I say. Yeah. That's the problem.
It's endearing. You know,
I almost have to just say the exact opposite. He's so stubborn, and then he'll do that.
So don't pick your nose. It'll work just fine.
Yeah, so it's like, Michael, that's stressful.
When the camera goes on my opponent, blow a snot rocket.
Hold your nose.
Yeah.
The things kids can
hold
do
your nose
hysterical.
And go, ew!
Yeah.
He stinks! Are right, you going to hang out a little bit?
Yeah.
You got a minute before you got to run to another train station
or
something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad you were able to fit us in.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone.
I'm just here to help.
7:10.
If you win, what are you going to lie and say you're naming after us and then not come through for us?
Oh, what do we get this time?
What do we get?
Can we get a whole train station?
How about a porta potty?
We've got a lot more things to name, potentially.
Well, we do?
That's true. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
You know, the county's a lot bigger than the town was.
Ooh. We'll work it out then.
All right, well, yeah. Let's talk. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's M1 Rock Station. Roger and JP at 7:24.
I got breaking election day news.
Oh, what is it, JP?
So you can add the Nazi party to ISIS as far as your endorsements. I just got a fax.
It just came over?
Yeah, the Nazi party out of Yapank. Yeah. They decided that you're that guy.
You will support him.
vote for Steve. Yeah.
More good news for my campaign. That's great.
He brought in a flyer that just came out like 2 days ago that his mom was up in arms about, and it does show ISIS and the guys in the trucks and that whole thing along the top with your picture in the middle.
Yeah, and then there's
just a little extreme.
There's like flames all over the bottom. I don't know if that's hell or, you know, something exploding. I'm not sure.
Your vast nuclear arsenal being portrayed
right
there.
But my picture's right above it.
You know what'd be great?
That's all I can tell.
If your mom got pissed off and like found your opponent and like hit him with a wooden spoon.
Oh my God. She would.
That's my son.
I want to call Newsday. Who can I call? How can they be allowed to do this? I'm like, well, it's the First Amendment, Mom. You know, kind of, you know.
Right.
You know,
but
say
it's only
you want.
2 days before election, First Amendment. That wouldn't be put out a month ago.
No, well, because then there'd be time to write an article on it and you could respond to it. Although I don't even know how you really respond to, no, I'm not endorsed by ISIS.
Right, that's the one you
I'm hoping
ignore.
That doesn't need a response.
Good luck.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to take some calls? We've got people who are like talking
to
955 WBAB. Hey, good morning, BAB for Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to talk to Steve Ballone.
He's right here.
And he's handsome.
And
go right ahead. What do you
by ISIS, apparently.
Right.
What do you got?
Hey,
go ahead.
Why do the Suffolk Deputy Sheriffs not have a contract?
We haven't reached an agreement yet. We're still in discussions.
5 years. It's going on 6. They need a contract. That family's a hundred.
Well, listen, like I said, when I came in office, you know, the county had no contract signed with, you know, any of most a dozen unions. So we have been one by one being able to settle contracts.
Okay.
You know, we inherited a ton of legacy issues. You know, the Foley nursing home, you had sex offender trailers, you know, a lot of what
That's
we did.
That's what I want
first...
named after us, a sex offender trailer.
Yeah, it's sitting in the back of the yard somewhere. I'll get you a sign
you
on that.
No problem. That no time.
That'd be great.
Done.
Roger and JP
I can make
Memorial
that deal right
sex
now.
Offender trailer. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Now we're talking.
Now my mother's going to call me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, no, it's something we're working on. But
contract anytime soon?
Yeah, we're still negotiating.
Hopefully it'll work out really soon.
When would you like to see it done by?
As soon as possible. Before Christmas, even better.
Take care, man.
Hey, good luck. Bye. All right. Well, I mean, these things, they're in negotiation, and I don't know, there's a lot of wheels turning on each side. Hopefully something works out for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much down to a couple of agreements left. So, okay. I mean, we've been able to tick off about 10 different agreements. So.
Of the 12?
Yeah. Right.
So Suffolk County Sheriff's, and then who else?
Probation, we're still working on.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, stick around. We'll take some more phone calls.
Okay.
This whole time you were talking to that dude, I've been looking for my invitation to the victory dinner. I can't find it.
No, maybe it's in the email. Check
you
the
see,
email.
Do you see yours?
Check our spam filter. It might be a little tough. Maybe you shifted it right into spam. You didn't see it.
Well, we got to get people out to vote. Hopefully, it'll be a victory dinner. That's what we're working towards.
Ooh, maybe you jinxed it. Don't jinx it.
Mm. Yeah, right. Come on.
I'm just saying, I just haven't seen it.
Make sure you vote today, 7:27. Executive Steve Ballone next.
There's no way like we'd be able to have you on like we do and not be invited to the victory celebration.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on its way.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 7:36. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone in the studio with us. Took some time from shaking hands today, which you've been doing, I guess, forever.
Yeah, and I'll go right back to shaking hands right after this.
So far, the one thing we have achieved is that we will have Roger and JP Memorial Sex Offender Trailers.
Yeah.
We're really hitting a low bar here.
Hey, listen, at least we got you to do something.
If we can't get a street named after us, we figure we go for that. Right. Next question for Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is Steve Malone going to do about the property taxes in the High Township?
Well, taxes. Huge,
yeah,
obviously.
I mean, that's a huge issue on Long Island. Always, you know, the high costs, it's a big problem here. Look, the only way that you address that issue is you have to reform government. You have to make it more efficient. You have to make it more effective. That's exactly what I've been doing for the last 4 years. We've shrunk the size of government. We've moved things to the private sector that make sense. Closed the Foley facility that was costing taxpayers $10 million a year. You know, there's no magic formula. And I would suggest to you that, you know, if you have a politician who says, I'm going to protect your pocketbook, which, by the way, everyone says,
right,
if they're not willing to say, hey, here's what I want to do to reform government, here's what I'm willing to do, here's how I'm going to do it, you know, they may not be fully truthful, I would suggest.
So we need to hear specific stuff.
Yeah, how are you going to reform government? That's, there is no other magic, like, you know.
Right.
You know,
reforming
it's,
is like not letting the budget continue to go up when we don't have the money. I mean,
yeah,
is that
so
reform?
It's got to be willing, you know, what are you willing to cut? What are you willing to say, hey, government doesn't need to be doing this? Or, hey, what are you willing to consolidate? When I merged the Comptroller Treasurer's office, I proposed that, allowing people to vote on that. You would have thought I was committing heresy. Like, oh my God, how could we possibly merge these two offices? The world's going to end.
There'll be a new computer system.
Yeah, what? You know.
So that's the only way to do it, really.
You got to reform government.
If people want lower taxes, well, I mean, it seems obvious, but then things have to be cut.
Well, and then the other thing that we need to do, which I'm very much focused on, we've got to grow the economy. I mean, that, in terms of containing taxes, we need to, you know, create sustainable economic growth, get young people coming back here and build an innovation economy. That's a big focus of mine.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Malone on the air with us. More next, 102.3 WBAB.
See me right out of the sunset.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 7:42, sunny and 68. All right, listen, we've had Suffolk County Executive Steve Malone here for a little while. We know you've got a whole day ahead of you with everybody voting today and all. But, I mean, really, thank you for your time, for coming in and answering questions from people, like real questions.
No, it's great.
What concerns us.
Great to be here. You know, we want people to get out and vote today. You know, it's funny, a lot of people... The turnout is always lowest in these local elections, which, you know, because there's no congressional election, no state election, no federal election.
Right. I know this is, it's not your county or anything, but what do you think about over in Nassau with the DA thing? You know, with that woman that ran the Islanders out of town?
I'll tell you, I read the Daily News editorial on the race, and like, wow, I've never seen an editorial so pointedly point to one candidate over another. It was, something. I know you read a piece of it. It was extraordinary.
I read that. That basically said, if you vote for Kate Murray, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, Madeline Singer's got 23 years of prosecutorial experience, you know, in a job that's, you know, to be a prosecutor. That seems to make a lot of sense to me.
On the local level, have you ever seen somebody come with, like, fairly no name recognition and all of a sudden just kind of take it off and tie it up and then maybe pull ahead?
It's really hard to do on a local level because that's where the low turnout, so it's the base voters, it's the party voters, you know.
It's all
so
about who knows you.
So, right, so it's the, you know, party machines that can get people out to vote. So what she's done is absolutely incredible. And let me tell you, the DA position, that's the most important position that exists. The DA has the power to put you in jail, to take away your freedom. And, you know, you got to make sure that that person is the right person for the job. I mean, it is critically important. And, look, Madeline Singer's got 23 years of experience.
She's sharp. She's in it yesterday. She was
sharp.
Real good.
Right.
Any question could handle it, no problem.
And character, you know. Yeah. You know, I've heard from a lot of people that she's a person of good character, which is what you want in a DA, you know. It's never an issue until, you know, you run into a problem.
Well, after we had her on yesterday, like after she was off the air, I said, listen, you got to win. If I drive into Nassau County, I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
I'm dead.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Joke.
I know.
It's a good thing this is radio, not television. Maybe they don't know what you look like.
Yeah.
There's
that whole interweb now.
That will be sneaking over the border.
All right, buddy. Good luck today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Suffolk County Executive Steve Malone.
I'll see you tonight. Is it bring your own champagne or how does it work?
Yeah. It's coming over right now, I think, the invitation.
Pigs in a blanket?
Only the best for you.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 7:44. Ted's got the roots.
On the Northern State.